Mrs. Hachiramakta, in an interview with Keruni Sasonde of 18 Conway Road on September the 10th, 1994. Can you tell me your full name and your age and where you were born, Keruni Sa?
My name is Keruni Sasonde. I was born in India.
And where were you? And,
I was brought up in Africa, in Uganda.
Okay.
So I had my education there, and then I came to this country about 23 years ago. And I have lived in Highfields for about 12 or 13 years, just about 13 years, I think. And then I moved out from there, but I enjoyed living there. It was a nice place when I was there. There was shops around, you know, it was very easy for shopping. There were quite a few mosques, and it was all convenient there. Everything was there.
Did you come as a new bride to this country?
Yeah, I came here after a month, isn't it? Yeah, after a month. I got married.
And was it what you expected? What you'd heard about England? Was that?
Oh, it was cold. Well, we had a little bit of bad experience as well because of this snow, cold, and then because we didn't. It was for us. It was a completely new country and new surroundings, and everything was completely new, so in the beginning we didn't like here.
And how long did it take before you got used to it?
It took us about two to three years to get used to this weather.
And what were the attitudes of your neighbors and of other people in your area?
Well, we had good neighbors, very good neighbors. And all types of people, all walks of life were living near us. So we got on well with our neighbors.
Was it easy to get halal meat and the Asian groceries?
Yes.
No
there
problem.
Were very few shops. I think when we came around, there were only one or two shops of halal meat. And the groceries there were quite a few of groceries, Asian groceries. So there was no problem with that. And it was a surprise to see all this, you know.
And whereabouts did you live in Highfields?
In Dronfield Street.
What sort of houses?
Before coming into Dronfield Street, we lived in Bonsall Street, just two, three streets.
Was it a terraced house?
Yeah, it was a terraced house.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe the house to me?
There were three bedrooms, and the toilet was outside. That was a big problem there in the winter to go out. And after that, we brought the toilet in, and the grant job was done.
So you were given grants.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, that house they were given grants.
And what was your first impression of Highfields itself?
It was good when. When I used to live there, it was good. I liked it.
Okay. So you say the weather was quite cold.
Yeah.
Apart from that, did you feel safe there?
Beginning it was quite safe, but afterwards, you know, it was a bit. What do you say? It was getting a bit scary, you know, because of getting mugged
Was there
burglary? There were two burglaries in that house.
The one you lived in?
Yeah. Even though the house was, everything was secure still.
Did these happen while you were there?
No, this happened when I moved out of there. My mom still lived there, you see.
Mm-hmm. Were you there when the riots took place?
When the riots took place?
Yes.
Yes, we were there.
Do you remember anything about that at all?
But nothing happened around there. It not in that area particularly.
It was with Lexington Street, no?
Yeah, it was a bit far from there.
And you spoke English at the time when you moved in, so you didn't find that a problem?
No.
Okay. What about clothing, and how has clothing changed from the time you came into today? Do you find the Asian people have changed their way of dressing to mix in with the culture here?
Yes, some of them have changed. It has changed a bit.
Mm-hmm. Did you find you had a lot of help with the authority when you came? Social services?
Yeah. They helped at that time when I came here. I had my son in 1973. And at that time, you know, we were a bit... it wasn't so much good at, because we were a bit... it was only a couple of years we had been in this country, so we were not that much well off. So the social services, they did help me a lot with the clothes and all these necessities for the baby, you know. They helped me at the time. Mm-hmm. So it was quite all right.
Can you tell me a bit about the religious activities or any events you had? Did you have Eid celebrations or Eid Melas? Can you remember the first
no,
one?
No, not at that time.
There was nothing
like that? Nothing
at all.
Like that. There were mosques. I think there were two mosques in Leicester at the time. But not as it is happening now. It wasn't like that before.
So there's no celebrations?
The first mosque was Southern Street.
Yeah. But they didn't celebrate, you know, like these days they are doing it, you know. It wasn't like that. We used to just on Eid, the usual thing, we used to go and visit our relatives, or our relatives used to come. It was like that. But these days it has changed. There are some melas and all these parties and everything goes on. Before it wasn't like that.
So can you remember the first time the Eid Mela was on?
And that was quite a few years ago.
Yeah, Spin Hill Park.
I don't know. I can't remember much about it. I think at that time we moved out, isn't it? From that area.
Yeah, we moved out. We used to come to the Mela.
Yeah, we do go when there is a funfair for Eid celebrations or something like that, we do go.
Can you remember the first time you attended one of these?
No,
what was the
remember.
Feeling like?
Very enjoyable. It was quite a change. It was usually Eid celebration, it used to be after namaz and just come home, have nice food and gathering, family gathering. Yeah. But this time, you know, this Mela quite changed. We used to go out in the evening and take our children there, have the pleasure rides and all that, you know. So it's quite enjoyable.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about the funerals and deaths of Muslims at that time? Were there any facilities available for our community?
I will answer that, I think. It was quite difficult for us, so...
So how many children have you got?
Two.
Two. One boy and one girl?
One girl.
Right. Now, which school did they go to?
They went to... my son, he started his nursery at Mod Girls. And then he went to Medway Junior School. And after that, we moved out from there and went to Heatherbrook Primary School for about 1.5 years. And then we came here, went to this Mayflower Junior. And his secondary education was done at City of Leicester. And my daughter, she started her school at Evington Valley.
So the first day at the nursery, did you know any of the teachers beforehand? Or
no.
It was really the first day for you as well, walking
yeah.
in through the gates.
Yeah.
How did that feel? Were you nervous?
Can't remember much. Well, my son, he was a bit... he gave me a bit of problem, you know, starting. But for about one week or 2 weeks, he didn't want it to go, but afterwards he got used to it. Well, the teachers were very, very nice, were very good.
Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of bilingual staff at that time?
No.
So was that
there
a problem?
There were only white.
Was that a problem you faced?
No, because I didn't have any problems. I could speak English. And my son also, he also started speaking English from home.
Did this affect other parents who didn't speak English?
It did, yes. Those people who came from India or a bit older than I was, you know, they did have problems. But sometimes I had to help them, you know, to ask. If they wanted to ask any question to teacher or to say something. If I was present there, if anybody else was there, you know, could speak English, I had to help them out.
What about the madrasas?
That we didn't have any problems because we were quite near to the mosque.
And they were already
established
yeah. the madrasas. Okay. Did you have any transport at all, a family car or...?
No, not in the beginning.
No,
we used to go by bus.
So how many years later did you have any transport?
After I
passed my driving test.
Yeah, we had our first car in 78.
I see.
It was 78 or...
78, 79.
Yeah, sometimes around that we had our own car. So, but still we had to use the public transport.
Yeah. Do you find it's changed a lot?
It has.
Were the conductors more patient at that time? Or?
Well, there were patients, yeah. The conductors, yeah.
And did you go to work at all?
Yeah, I used to go to work.
Can you tell me where you worked?
My first job was at Imperial Typewriters. And then it closed down, then I worked at Coras.
So when did you start work at Imperial Typewriters? What year was that?
In 1973.
And you worked as a...
72, when you came here?
No, I started after I had liyakat. In 72, I went back again. Then I came back again.
So, what were you working as? What was the main?
It was that assembling typewriters.
And what was the pay like at that time?
I started with £18.
For how many hours?
For 40 hours.
Long hours?
Yeah, but at that time, everything was very, very cheap, that you can manage with that money, because it was quite cheap. Everything,
you could still
save a couple of pounds, 1 or 2 pounds aside. It was like that. You could buy a packet of sugar for just say 4 or 5 pence.
Really?
Butter was 3 pence, 6 pence, 3 to 6 pence. It was like that.
Eggs were 5p a dozen, no?
Yeah, it was really very cheap. And now you see the prices, I can't believe it.
Milk was 5p a bottle?
No, it was 3 pence when I came.
When I came, it was 5p a bottle. Really? 1974.
It was 3 pence a bottle. And that also sometimes some people thought it is quite expensive.
And did you have your milk delivered to your door?
Yeah. I used to get a bottle free because I had a small baby. And even a packet of butter.
Really?
Yeah. They used to give us tokens.
Your golden days.
Certainly were golden, weren't they?
Everything was cheap at that time.
What about meat and fish? Is that cheap as well?
Yeah. It was 30 pence a pound meat. So just imagine, we could afford that in small wages. But after that, you know, our wages went up to 28 to 30 pounds in one or two years it went up.
Was that because you were promoted or?
No,
no. You were still doing the same work?
Yeah, because they, the union used to fight for the increase of the wages, so we did get increase.
So where was this firm based?
On East Park Road. The building is still there, but now they have put small factories there.
Right, okay. How many of you worked together at a time?
It was quite a big firm. Quite a few people. And I can't remember, but there were many people working.
And you were fairly happy working there?
Yeah. It was really nice job. One of the best ones I ever have worked in this country.
Was it fairly easy to get the job?
It was. It was. They needed some labor, so it was easy, as long as you can
speak English.
You used to get. But in the hosiery, even if you can't speak English, they used to take them because they needed some labor.
So how many years did you work at this typewriting?
I worked for about 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm. And after that you moved on to?
After that it got closed.
So what did you
do? We were made redundant. And after that I took training.
I think that was the first factory in Leicester to close down.
I don't know before that or
that
what,
time.
But when I was there, that was the first one to close down. After that I took government training in this machining, sewing job.
So there was a lot of training available?
Yeah, there was a lot of training. They used to pay to get trained.
And where did this training take place?
At Richard Roberts. And after that I got job at Cora.
What, doing what?
A lock stitch machining.
And what was the wages like then?
That was there, over there the wages, it wasn't piece of, it was on the target, how much you take the target out. It was about 30-35 pounds.
And the working conditions?
There, you know, you have to work very hard to get the target. They wanted the target for a couple of pounds only. You have to work so hard to get that target out. If you don't get that target out, they used to deduct a couple of pounds from there. It was like that there. It was quite hard work.
Mm. And were you allowed days off to celebrate festivals?
No.
Religious?
No.
Not at all?
No.
If you asked them, what was the attitude?
Well, I never asked them, so I don't know.
So you used to work on Eid day as well?
Yeah.
What about your family? Who looked after the family, your children?
Well, my mother used to look after them. Mm-hmm. Well, when I was working at Cora, I had only one child at the time. I left my work when I had my girl. Mm-hmm. And after that, I didn't go back there. And I worked somewhere at different places. And after that, you know, I started working at home then.
What were you working at home?
Machine.
And that was better paid?
It wasn't. It was on piecework. So as much as you take out, you get paid for that. That's how it was.
Mm. But you could at least spend time with your family.
Yeah, and I could look after the house as well.
Mm-hmm. So what were the attitudes of people at that time? Did they have a lot of did they have the multicultural approach? Were they interested in finding out about where you came from or why you did things, certain things? Did they want to know, or they just didn't want to know?
No, it wasn't like that. They didn't try to find out where we came from or what. They just, at that time, you know, they used to, some people used to come and ask for the work, you know, to go and work for them. They didn't bother anything else.
What about the local counselors?
Well, we didn't have much experience with the counselors, you know. It is now we hear this council things going on, but at that time we didn't know even that we could go and ask them for help or anything like that. We didn't have any idea of that. But now we hear that we can go and ask for our rights or whatever we want to be done or what kind of help we need, they do help. But at that time, before, we didn't know anything about this.
What about advice centers? Were there any at all in High Plains?
No, not in the beginning.
When
I was there, no.
So really there was no one to help you out with any problems at all?
No.
You didn't have any support from anybody?
No, but we didn't have any kind of problems, so we didn't bother into inquiring that was there any advice center or anything like that.
Okay. Can you remember the library at all there? Did you ever visit the Carrigan Street Library?
No, that I don't think it was there before.
Carrigan Street.
That near that infant school, isn't it?
That's not one.
That's Highfields Library now, but it was first situated at Carrigan Street.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I've got no idea whether there was a library. As far as I know, there is a library. What's that after that East Park Road?
St. Barnabas.
Yeah, Barnabas.
So you didn't visit your local library at
No, we used to go there, St. Barnabas.
Is that because you didn't know that there was one?
No, we didn't know.
Okay. And what can you tell me about weddings and that? Where did those take place? And was it easy to book a hall or...?
Well, it's the same thing like today. We can book the hall, but... and they used to take in hall place. A wedding used to take place in the halls. And some people used to do it at home as well. Mm-hmm. Because there were few people. These days there are so many people, so you have to book the hall.
Mm-hmm. What about catering and that? Was it easy to find somebody to cater for weddings?
Well, they had to look for it, or they used to do it themselves. We had to look for this cutleries and all these things, you know, all plates and this and that, you know, we had to hire them.
Teenagers, can you tell me a bit about the teenagers at that time? Were they very polite or...?
Well, they were very well behaved.
Well behaved compared to today?
Today's, yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's the discipline.
From the home or the school?
From the home as well as from the school. It works from both sides. First of all, from home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The carnival that we have every year, what did you think of the first time you saw?
We never took part in that.
We have never been there.
Have you never heard of it?
I heard of it, but we haven't been there.
Just weren't interested.
It's not the question of interest, question of time. When there is carnival, there is something, you know, we have to go somewhere, we have to do this and that. That's how we don't get chance to get into.
So how did you spend your social hours then? Where did you used to go?
We used to walk a lot. In the beginning, you won't believe it, we used to walk so far, and today if you tell us to walk, we won't be able to walk that much. We used to go up to Force Road walking from Highfields.
It's a long way.
Yeah, we used to go and visit our friends there. Whenever we had time, in the evening we used to walk, we used to go walking to our friends' houses, relations.
Yeah. So you used to get together in the evenings? So.
Yeah, and just sit and talk, or take children to the park.
Were the parks very different from today? Were they?
Well, it was quite safe to go in the park. Uh-huh. In those days, but not today. Today it's so scary. You just won't feel safe there without getting mugged.
And was it fairly safe to leave your front door open during the day?
Yeah. In those days it was. We used to just leave our door, just leave it half shut and go and visit our next door. It was so safe at the time. But after 2-3 years, it became a bit dangerous to leave the door open or a window open.
Mm-hmm. If there ever was a burglary or anything, how quick were the police to come?
I wouldn't say they used to come like right away.
They took their time.
They took their time.
This must have been very frustrating.
It did.
There was one burglary in my mother's house, and police came after about 2 hours. And then they said that the fingerprint expert will come. And then he comes next morning or?
Next day in the evening, the whole day we had to wait and wait and wait. The whole day to waste there, you know. And the fingerprint, that man comes in the evening to take the fingerprints.
This was the burglary.
It is still the same thing.
Did you have a home telephone at all?
Yeah.
So that must have been comforting for you to know that you could always reach somebody on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any other memories you'd like to share with me?
Yeah, we used to go to the theatres, you know, the Abington Cinema was there.
Yeah, it was a good that there were quite a few theatres.
Right.
And the Anand Cinema was there.
We used to go if we felt like going, you know, we used to go and sit at the cinema and see the films there.
Can you remember?
I can't remember the price.
225, 250, I think.
It was,
even cheaper than that, I think.
It was quite cheap. It was cheap.
And we used to go there and just watch the film.
Yeah. We used to enjoy that.
There used to be Sangam Cinema, isn't it?
Yeah, in town.
In town. Mm-hmm. Right. They used to show Indian films then, at that time. Mm-hmm. There used to be Indian film every weekend, Saturday and Sunday in the Abington Cinema.
I
don't know whether you know, remember that, it's Farah Estate now.
Yeah.
You know, on the East Park Road and St. Peter's
Road.
Yes,
it got burned down by fire.
Yeah, it got burned down by fire. Mm.
That's, it was a cinema there.
There used to be a theatre there.
Right. It's Scarborough Court now, isn't it?
Yeah.
People's home. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to share with me?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm finished that now. Because after that I moved out, so I don't think I've got anything to say because my mom moved out 2 years ago from that place. She got burglar twice.
So there was another
there were three times. Once that thief was in there, mom was there, and that thief got in.
You must have been terrified.
Yeah, it was terrifying experience. That's why, you know, it was quite dangerous too. Even though that house was secured, still the burglars got in. They got from upstairs window, small window, upstairs bedroom window.